Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Delta Airlines, ticker symbol DAL. If you're looking to understand whether Delta is a solid investment for 2026 and beyond, stick around because we're covering everything: company profile, financials, revenue breakdowns, valuation, SWOT analysis, recent performance, and even an intrinsic value calculation. Let's get started with a quick overview of who Delta is and what they're about. If you find this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more in-depth stock breakdowns. All right, let's set the stage. Delta Airlines is one of the biggest names in the airline industry, and I'm guessing most of you have either flown with them or at least heard of them. Based in Atlanta, Georgia, Delta has been around since 1924, and today it operates a massive fleet of about 1,200 aircraft, serving passengers and cargo, both in the U.S. and internationally. They're a key player in the industrial sector, specifically under the airlines, airports, and air services industry. With over 100,000 employees and a market cap of around $47.2 billion as of the latest data, Delta is a heavyweight. But size doesn't guarantee success in the volatile airline space, so let's dig into the details to see if Delta's stock is worth your investment dollars. Now let's talk about Delta's background and business model. Founded nearly a century ago, Delta has grown into a global leader in air transportation. Their operations span across key regions like the United States, which is their biggest market, as well as the Atlantic, Pacific, and Latin America. What sets Delta apart from some competitors is their focus on premiumization, catering to higher-end travelers with better cabins and loyalty programs like SkyMiles. They've also got strategic partnerships, like their recent deal with Sphere, to create unique experiences for customers, positioning Delta not just as an airline, but as a lifestyle brand. Under the leadership of CEO Edward H. Bastian, Delta has been pushing for differentiated pricing strategies and co-branded credit card programs to lock in long-term revenue streams. But as we'll see, the airline industry is a tough one, with high fixed costs and sensitivity to economic cycles. So, let's move into the numbers to see how Delta is performing. Let's break down Delta's revenue. For the fiscal year 2024, Delta reported total revenue of $61.64 billion, a solid increase from $58.5 billion in 2023. When we look at their revenue segmentation by product category, the airline segment dominates with $57 billion, while their refinery operations contribute about $4.64 billion, though this is offset by exchange products deductions of $3.13 billion. Geographically, the U.S. is the cash cow, bringing in $43.51 billion, or roughly 70% of total revenue. The Atlantic region follows with $10.54 billion, Latin America with $4.6 billion, and the Pacific region with $3.4 billion. This heavy reliance on the U.S. market is both a strength and a risk. Domestic demand drives their success, but any economic downturn stateside could hit them hard. What's interesting is their focus on premium cabin revenue growth, as noted in recent analyses. Delta is banking on travelers willing to pay more for better experiences, and so far, that strategy seems to be paying off. But will it sustain through potential economic headwinds in 2026? Let's keep that question in mind as we move forward. Next up, earnings analysis. Delta's most recent full-year data for 2024 shows a net income of $3.46 billion, down from $4.61 billion in 2023, which translates to an EPS of $5.33 compared to $7.21 the prior year. This dip is concerning, especially after a strong recovery post-pandemic. Operating income for 2024 was $5.95 billion, slightly up from $5.521 billion in 2023, showing that while top-line growth is there, profitability margins are under pressure. Gross profit margin sits at 24.6%, and net profit margin is at 7.4%, both decent for the industry, but not spectacular. Analysts have pointed out that high expectations and potential overvaluation could be risks heading into the Q4 earnings call for 2025, with a focus on whether premiumization momentum holds. Without specific Q4 2025 earnings data yet, we'll have to rely on forward guidance and historical trends for now, but this slight profitability decline is something to watch. Unfortunately, I don't have access to a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the most recent quarter to dive into management's commentary. However, based on news snippets and analyst previews, management is likely focusing on premium cabin growth, the impact of external factors like government shutdowns and capacity constraints in key markets. Recent reports also highlight Delta's expansion in the Caribbean, with over 2,600 additional seats after airspace reopened, and partnerships like the Sphere deal to boost brand value. I'd expect management to double down on their strategy of transforming Delta into an experience-driven brand, but we'll need to wait for the next earnings call for concrete updates. If you've got access to the latest transcript, drop key takeaways in the comments. I'd love to hear them. Let's dive into Delta's financial statements for a closer look at their health. Starting with the balance sheet for 2024, Delta has total assets of $75.37 billion, up slightly from $73.64 billion in 2023. Cash and cash equivalents are at $3.07 billion, a modest increase from $2.74 billion, but their current ratio is a concerning 0.40, indicating potential liquidity challenges since current liabilities, $26.67 billion, far outweigh current assets, $9.84 billion-less. Total liabilities stand at $60.8 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.15, which isn't terrible for the capital-intensive airline industry, but still signals significant leverage. Stockholders' equity has grown to $15.29 billion from $11.1 billion in 2023, a positive sign of improving net worth, largely driven by retained earnings jumping to $8.78 billion. On the income statement side, we've already touched on the $61.64 billion revenue and $3.46 billion net income for 2024. EBITDA for the year was $7.92 billion, down from $8.78 billion in 2023, reflecting some operational cost pressures. Looking at cash flow, Delta generated $8.3 billion from operating activities in 2024, a strong figure, though free cash flow after capital expenditures, $5.14 billion, is $2.89 billion, which is solid but lower than historical highs like $4.98 billion in 2015. They're still investing heavily in property, plant, and equipment, which is necessary for fleet upgrades but eats into cash reserves. Dividends paid were $321 million, reflecting a modest yield of 0.93%. Overall, Delta's financials show resilience but highlight risks in liquidity and profitability compression, something long-term investors need to monitor. Now, let's talk valuation. Delta's current stock price is $72.31, with a trailing P/E ratio of 10.12 and a price-to-sales ratio of 0.75. Compared to the industry average P/E of 20.79, Delta looks relatively cheap on an earnings basis. However, forward P/E estimates for 2026 and beyond show a range of 10.02, dropping to 7.22 by 2029, suggesting the market expects earnings growth to outpace the current price over time. Enterprise value is $65.5 billion, factoring in debt, which gives a more holistic view of their valuation, at roughly 10.6 times EBITDA. Not overly expensive, but not a steal either. Free cash flow yield is a decent 6.5%, indicating Delta generates reasonable cash relative to its market cap. Analysts, as per Seeking Alpha, have flagged marginal overvaluation due to high expectations baked into the price, especially with a beta of 1.38, signaling higher volatility than the market. So while the numbers suggest Delta isn't wildly overpriced, there's limited margin of safety at current levels for conservative investors. Let's move into a SWOT analysis to break down Delta's strategic position. Starting with strengths, Delta's financial performance remains robust compared to many peers, with strong revenue growth and a focus on premiumization driving higher margins in key segments. Their brand loyalty, bolstered by SkyMiles and co-branded credit cards, creates sticky revenue streams. Operationally, their massive fleet and global reach, especially in the U.S., give them a competitive edge. On the weaknesses side, Delta's liquidity concerns with a current ratio below 0.4 are a red flag. Short-term obligations could strain them if cash flows dip. High debt levels, while manageable, limit flexibility in a downturn. Their heavy reliance on the U.S. market also exposes them to regional economic risks. Opportunities are plenty. Expansion into markets like the Caribbean, as seen recently, and partnerships like Sphere position Delta to capture more discretionary travel spend. Tight industry capacity, as noted by analysts, could allow Delta to maintain pricing power, especially in premium cabins, while declining fuel costs, if sustained, could boost margins. Threats include economic slowdowns that hit travel demand, intense competition from United and low-cost carriers, and external shocks like regulatory changes or geopolitical issues impacting international routes. Operational disruptions, whether from labor issues or unforeseen events, could also spike costs. Overall, Delta's got a strong foundation, but the airline industry's inherent volatility means risks are never far away. Looking at recent performance, Delta's stock has been on a tear. As of the latest data, it's trading at 72.31, up 3.52% over the past week, 7.27% over the past month, 21.39% months, and a whopping 42.62% over 6 months. Over the past year, it's up 8.01%, and over 5 years, it's gained 83.48%, outperforming many peers. Compared to the broader industrial sector, up 28.07% over 1 year, Delta's killing it. Forbes noted a 44% rise over the past 6 months, hitting a 52-week high of $72.85, driven by positive sentiment around fuel cost declines and analyst upgrades. Short-term, the chart shows strong bullish momentum, but with such a sharp run-up, I'd be cautious of a potential pullback if broader market sentiment shifts or if upcoming earnings disappoint. Keep an eye on resistance levels near that 52-week high. Breaking above could signal more upside, but failure might mean consolidation. Let's wrap up the deep dive with an intrinsic value analysis. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow model to estimate what Delta's stock is truly worth based on future cash flows. My assumptions include a conservative revenue growth rate of 3-5% annually over the next 5 years, factoring in industry capacity constraints and Delta's premiumization strategy. I've used a discount rate of 8%, reflecting their beta and industry risks, and a terminal growth rate of 2%. I've also factored in their free cash flow trends, averaging around $2 to $3 billion recently, with CapEx needs remaining high but manageable. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for Delta comes out to around $68 per share. At the current price of $72.31, that suggests Delta is slightly overvalued by about 6%. This aligns with analyst concerns about marginal overvaluation and high expectations. However, if Delta can sustain premium revenue growth and capitalize on industry tailwinds like tight capacity, there's upside potential closer to $80 to $85 over the next few years. On the flip side, any major economic downturn or operational hiccup could push the fair value lower, into the low 60s. For now, I'd say the stock is priced close to fair value with limited immediate upside unless catalysts emerge. So what's the final verdict on Delta Airlines? Delta is a strong player in a tough industry with a solid business model focused on premiumization and brand loyalty. Their financials show resilience with decent revenue growth and cash flow, but liquidity concerns and profitability dips are risks to watch. Valuation-wise, they're close to fair value at $72.31, with my intrinsic value estimate at $68, suggesting a hold rather than a buy right now. For long-term investors, Delta could be a good pick if bought on a dip, especially given industry tailwinds like capacity constraints and potential fuel cost savings. But short-term, I'd be cautious after the recent 42% six-month rally. Momentum could stall if earnings or macro conditions disappoint. What do you think? Are you bullish on Delta for 2026, or do you see too many risks in the airline space? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and let me know if there's another stock you'd like me to analyze next. If you enjoyed this deep dive, smash that like button, subscribe for more content like this, and I'll catch you in the next video. Thanks for watching.